morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
My name is Caleb.
我的名字叫 Caleb.
Praise the Lord for all that He's spoken and blessed us with in the last few days.
我们感谢神，他在过去这几天向我们所说的。
I just want to touch upon what the Lord has been speaking to me in dealing with giving our hearts to the Lord in light of our identity in Him.
我想要和大家分享的就是，在神的这光亮光当中，就是关于我们要把我们的心来归给神，以及我们在神里面的这个身份。
So during the retreat, I asked my small group. I talked to them a little bit, and I asked them if you were to look at how you saw yourself. And then looked at how the Lord saw you, what do you think would change?
所以在我的小组当中，我就问我小组当中的弟兄们，如果你看自己和神看你之间有什么不一样？如果这个不一样，是否可以会让你改变你对自己的这个看法？
And some of them said, I think he would look at my sins more. I think he would probably have a more negative view of me. He would probably find much more faults in me and probably like downgrade my self view a little bit.
我们小组当中的一些弟兄就跟我分享到，可能神看我就看到我的罪，可能看到我许多的不足，可能会看我比较差。
And so I just want to bring us back to one of the pictures that we talked a lot about the retreat. It's the altar that Elijah has set before the Lord. And on it there was the pleasing sacrifice. There was the bull that was pleasing to the Lord.
但我想和大家分享的乃是我们在这个特会当中我们常常提到的一幅图画，是关于那个以利亚他所设的那个祭坛，而且在祭坛上面的那个公牛是神所悦纳的这个燔祭。
And there was water poured on it, there was stones placed, 12 stones, but none of that invalidated the offering. The Lord came and he was pleased by it, and the fire still came down. And from our eyes we might look at the water and sayThat might have invalidated. There's no way the fire would come down if there's water.
我在那个祭坛上面有十二块石头，而且并有水浇在这个祭坛上面。这些对我们来说，我们觉得说这个石头、这些水可能都会阻拦这个所献的燔祭，但是神的火还是降下来，来完全烧尽了这个所献给他的燔祭。
So I thank the Lord for this picture.Christ is that perfect sacrifice, and when the Lord looks down, He's pleased in His Son, and we are in Christ, we are accepted.
所以当我们来思想这幅图画的时候，我们知道说基督是那个燔祭。当我们是基督是我们的燔祭的时候，我们是能够被神所悦纳的。
And now that we are a new creation in Christ, when the Lord sees us, He actually sees something very glorious. He sees His future bride. He sees who he will be one day united with. He sees his own image in the men and women of God. He sees the treasure that he has placed in us.
所以当我们知道我们在基督里乃是新造的时候，神看我们乃是荣耀的，因为我们是那位将来是基督所要娶的心腹，我们是与基督合一的。
So the Lord has been really asking me this question. Do I see myself as the Lord sees me?In that light.
所以神他就把这个问题放在我的里面，我看自己是否是以神的眼光来看我自己。
And the enemy will try every way to attack that truth. He'll kind of come at you with guilt and condemnation and disguise it as humility and self-awareness.
而仇敌他却要把这个谎言放在里面，当我们来看低我们的自己的时候，我们甚至以为我们看低自己乃是一种谦卑，但其实并不是的。
But the Lord has made every provision, and He desires us just to come to Him, and even in our brokenness, that broken heart He will not despise.
但神却是我们的供应，尽管在我们的破碎里面，我们还是能够来到神的面前，因为破碎的灵，神是喜悦的。
So again, the question I ask, and is what the Lord asking me, is do we see ourselves truly in the light that the Lord sees us in the light of Christ?
所以我想和大家分享的这个问题也是我自己心里的问题，乃是我们看我们自己是否是以神的眼光来看我们自己。
Because so often it is ourselves that downgrade ourselves by listening to the enemy.
因为很多时候其实是我们看低我们自己，但那其实是仇敌的攻击。
But praise the Lord, we can come to Him, we can give Him our heart, and He will accept it.
我们赞美神，我们可以把我们的心归给我们的主，因为我们在基督里乃是被悦纳的。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。Amen.
Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，大家好。
My name is Raylan, and I'm a sophomore in high school.
我的名字叫 Raylan, 我是高二的学生。
And this winter retreat, something that God placed on my heart was the topic of baptism.
而在这次特会当中，神就把受浸这个词放在我的心里面。
Growing up in HCA in a Christian household, I can say that I always knew God, and I believe that His Son died on the cross for me.
在这个教会中长大，我一直都是认识神的，我也知道说，神的爱子为我上十字架。
To me, this was just a fact, similar to knowing how the sky is blue or 1+1=2.
对我来说，这个就像一个事实一样，就像我们的天是蓝色的。
Yet, the same absolute belief in God's existence had also served as a barrier to my spiritual growth.
但是这样子的一个认识，有时候却阻拦我在我属灵的成长。
I viewed God's presence as just another part of life, only giving Him interest when it came to Sunday school or had a math test the next day.
神的同在对我来说就是那理所当然的。我亲近他，我只有在主日来到主日学的时候可能亲近他，或者是我第二天有一个数学考试的时候，我想要去亲近他。
One of the theme verses of this retreat was the start of Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart.
在我们特会的其中一个主题的经文乃是在箴言23:26，我儿要将你的心归我。
I think this simple verse captures God's calling that I have neglected.
我觉得这样一句简单的经文却向我来说明了神向我的这个呼召。
Intellectually, I knew of God's existence, but I had yet to fully offer my heart to the Lord.
在头脑里面我知道神的存在，但是我还没有把我的心来归给神。
In one of the evening messages, Brother David shared about God's jealous love for us.
在其中一个晚上的信息里面David 弟兄就和我们分享神对我们那个祭邪的爱。
In his message, our relation to the Lord mirrored that to the relation of a wife and a husband.
而在这样的一段关系当中David 弟兄就用了这个丈夫与妻子的比喻。
Personally, I've enjoyed viewing God as a friend, which is definitely one aspect of God's love. But in my case, it was an escape or an excuse to hide my full heart to the Lord.
对于我来说，我比较喜欢来觉得神是作为神是作为我的朋友，但其实这的确是神其中的一面，神是我们的朋友，但其实这也阻拦我了，把我自己的全心来归给神。
I only turn to Him to ask for favors or sometimes repent.
我只有在悔改或者是要求神某些事情的时候会转向神。
In fact, our relation was closer to that of a struggling student's relation to a teacher, only asking for help when their own ways have failed.
这样的关系就好像一个在挣扎的学生和他老师之间的关系，只有他挣扎的时候或者快要不及格的时候才转向这个老师。
This was a far cry from husband and wife, where each time I turned away from him, it mirrored cheating on a spouse.
而这跟这个丈夫和妻子的关系是截然不同的，因为当这个妻子她每次背离她丈夫的时候，他们之间的关系就有问题。
My own flawed relation with the Lord reflected my flawed view on baptism.
而我对神这个不足够的认知，也使我对受浸有这样不足够的认知。
Pridefully, I believed that through just believing in Christ, I didn't need baptism.
我自己就比较骄傲地认为说，我只要心里面认识神，我就不需要受浸。
It wasn't a priority, rather an annoying ritual or a time-consuming one.
我不觉得这是我生命中很重要的事情，我觉得这只是一个形式而已。
Yet the Lord changed my heart through this retreat.
但神却在这次特会里面改变了我的心。
The Lord works in intricate ways. Where when I asked my mom about baptism last night, she gave me a great analogy, stating baptism is like marriage.
而我觉得神在这次特会中，在我里面有这样奇妙的工作。昨天当我跟我的母亲来提到受浸的事情的时候，我的母亲就用了这样的一个比喻，受浸就像一个婚姻一样。
This picture lines up with my learnings from this retreat.
而我母亲给我的这个比喻跟这个特会里面我所得着的非常的吻合。
How could I justify my faith or marriage with the Lord if I only say it in my head?
如果我怎么可以说我有这样的信心呢？如果我的信只是在心里的，只是在我头脑里面。
Baptism is a declaration, just like how you're never truly married unless it is publicly announced.
这个受浸是一个宣告，就像人你没有真正在婚姻里面，如果你这个婚姻不是一个公开的宣告。
In fact, the retreat spread this message past baptism, but rather to our spiritual lives in general.
这个特会不仅讲到了受浸，也更关于我们属灵的这个生活。
Others after me may speak on the retreat study on Obadiah or Elijah.
在这个特会上，我们有提到以利亚和俄巴底的故事。
And I would like to end with the conviction I received through their stories.
所以我想要最后来跟大家分享我在特会中神所给我心里面的这个感动。
Where let us not be like Obadiah, who's satisfied with knowing the Lord quietly.
愿意我们不像俄巴底那样，只是单单的在隐秘的时候来跟随神。
But rather in Elijah, where the Lord may speak loudly through our actions.
而是像以利亚那样，神可以，他所向我们所说的，能够反映在我们的行动当中。
Just to serve as a testament to our faith in Christ and the power of the Lord.
能够来见证我们的主和神的这个能力。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。Good morning.
Hi, everyone. My name is Susanna Yang.
大家好，我的名字叫 Susanna.
And the Lord really blessed the time at the retreat.
我们感谢神，他实在是祝福我们的冬令会。
He has really taught me and shown me so many new things about myself and about him.
神在这个特会当中让我看见了神不同的方面，也看见了我自己。
But there is one thing that I constantly saw in the many messages and the many devotions that I read.
在晨更和信息当中，我常常都在思想这么一件事。
And that was the true depth of the Lord's love for me.
乃是神他对我们这个深厚无比的爱。
We are all broken Christians.
我们都是破碎的基督徒。
We are people who are unrighteous, undeserving, and can never love the Lord the way that He loves us.
我们不公义，我们也不配的，我们没有办法爱神如神爱我们一般。
Yet He does not neglect us in anything.
但神却不因这样子来掩面不看我们。
Within the many messages that the brothers shared, I constantly saw instances of the Lord's love.
在弟兄所分享的几堂信息当中，我常常看到神向我们的爱。
But there is one instance that was very convicting and very touching to my heart.
但有一次是特别得着我的心的。
The Lord, the all-powerful, the almighty Son of God, the perfect Son of God, came down to the sin-filled earth as a man.
我们全能全知的神却来到地上，成为像我们这样的人。
He was swaddled as a baby in a manger, unable to move his hands, just like he was unable to move his hands on the cross.
而我们的神他出生在地上的时候被包裹，他的手甚至不能动。而从他出生到他上十字架的时候也一样，在十字架上他的手被钉，也没有办法动。
That is the kind of unfathomable love that the Lord has for us, and the kind that we are so blessed to receive.
而这样的爱是我们没有办法想象，但是我们却可以来领受这样的爱。
And because the Lord is so righteous and so perfect, He doesn't expect us to be perfect.
而我们的神，我们的主这样子的公义，这样的完全，他却不， 要求我们也这样像他一样公义和完全。
The Lord doesn't expect us to have this carbon copy Christian walk like everyone else.
神不是说我们每个人都要有一模一样的跟他的关系。
Instead, the Lord wants us to be broken, and He wants us to come forward with our brokenness.
但神却愿意我们被破碎，而且我们在我们的破碎当中来到他的面前。
He wants us to speak to God things of our hearts and to open up our mouths so that He can fill it.
神他愿意我们向他敞开我们的心，也来敞开我们的嘴。
A verse that I found very comforting was also in one of our morning devotions, which was Psalms 37, verse 7.
其中有一句经文特别的打动我，乃是在诗篇37章。
And that reads, Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of Him who prospers in His way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
37章第七节，你当默然倚靠耶和华，耐心等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的就心怀不平。
The Lord really is so good to us.
神对我们是何等的良善。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Sisters, my name is Stephanie, and I'm from Boston.
弟兄姊妹们，大家好，我的名字叫 Stephanie， 我是从波士顿过来的。
I was touched by a lot of things in this retreat, but I wanted to focus on the matter of the heart today.
我在特会上有很多的感动，但今天我想特别跟大家分享关于这个心的这件事情。
One of the theme verses in Proverbs 23:26 was, "My son, give me your heart."
我们其中一句主题的经文在箴言23:26，我儿要将你的心归我。
And I think sometimes when we walk with the Lord many years and we feel that we're more matured, there is a sense of spiritual pride that can come in.
当我们与神同行一段时候的时候，我们感觉说我们里面好像有这样一个属灵的骄傲，我们感觉我们自己还蛮成熟的。
I read the verse and I was like, okay, that's fairly simple. My son, give me your heart, okay.
我读这个经文的时候，我觉得还挺简单的。我儿要将你的心给我归我。
But the more time that passed, the more the Lord spoke to me and realized there is much in my heart that I have not yet surrendered to Him.
但神更多来向我说话的时候，我发现其实我心里面有许多的部分我是没有归给神的。
In Psalm 86, verse 11, it says, Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to fear your name. An undivided heart.
在诗篇第87章
86:11?
86章
86:11
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
And I realized that there is just full surrender that the Lord is desiring.
我发现说神他喜悦我们能够全然来降服于他。
The Lord did not just come to redeem a part of us, but He came to redeem us fully, full salvation.
我们的神不是只来拯救我们这个人的一部分，神的这个救恩乃是完全的，他要来全然的救赎我们这整个人。
David says in one of the Psalms that the sacrifice of the Lord are a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and these He will not despise.
在大卫的其中一首诗篇里面讲到，我们这破碎的灵是陷于神的这个计，而神他不轻看我们在他里面这样破碎的灵。
In the world, many times brokenness is seen as a weakness.
在这个世界上，破碎常常好像被看作是一种软弱。
But for us as Christians, our weakness is our very boast because the Lord is our strength.
但作为基督徒，我们的软弱是我们可以所夸胜的，因为神的能力是在我们的软弱当中显明的。
And so the Lord was convicting me throughout the conference, bring me fully your heart, come to the altar.
所以神就在特会中一次一次来向我说，我要来到这个祭坛前面来把我的所有归给他。
It is only when we allow the Lord to fully consume us as the consuming fire that He is, that we can be of any use for His glory.
所以当神他的火可以来全然来烧尽我们的时候，我们才可以能够被他来使用。
The Lord is the consuming fire, and He desires us to be pure and blameless as His bride.
神是那祭坛的火，他来这样子燃烧我们，使我们可以被磨成像他心腹那样子。
I cannot serve the Lord in myself, and if I'm keeping part of my heart and part of my sin or my thoughts to myself.
如果我把这样子我其中的一些思想我自己的一些想法保留不给神的话神他没有办法来使用我
And it's such a privilege to know that the God of the universe is inviting us to lay it all down before him
这是何等一个特权这个我们宇宙创造宇宙万物的神邀请我们能够把我们自己完全的归给他
So when he says, my son, give me your heart, may we respond, yes, Lord, I will give myself fully.
所以当神来跟我们说我儿要将你的心归我的时候愿意我们有这样的一个回应是的主我们要把我自己完全的归给你。
And when we call him Lord, when we say Lord Jesus, may he truly be the Lord, the King, the anointed one to be King over every area of our life.
所以当我们来称我们的主为主啊主耶稣的时候愿意我们是真的把自己完全的来归给他
May the Lord really bring us again and again to the altar in full surrender so that he can then restore us and build us the way he desires
所以愿意我们真的来到祭坛前面我们全然的降服愿意神在我们里面可以工作
Amen Praise the Lord
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
My name is Lily.
我的名字叫 Lily.
And to be honest, I wasn't really looking forward to this retreat.
和大家诚实的说，我其实一开始没有很期待这个冬令会。
But God used this retreat to speak to me.
但神却在特会中向我来说话。
And one thing He showed me through the messages at this retreat.Was how His love is a jealous love.
而其中神所对我说的乃是神向我的爱是忌邪的爱。
Not jealous as in desiring something someone else has.
这样子一个忌邪的爱不是说我们要像巴望别人所有的而我没有的这样的一个想法。
But a jealous love like that between a husband and a wife.
而是像那个丈夫与妻子之间的爱。
Before this retreat, I didn't really think of the fact that God would become jealous whenever I would place anything above Him.
而在这个特会之前，我没有想到说神的爱是这样子一个忌邪的爱，而我常常却把很多别的事情放在他以上。
But after I really thought about it, I realized in this past year how many things I've placed above God.
但当我来思想的时候，我就想到过去这一年，我真的把很多的事情放在神之上。
My grades, my friends, enjoyment, and many other temporary things of the world.
就像比如说我的成绩、我的朋友还有很多我享受的东西，就很多这个属世的事情，我放在神之上。
And in all these times, when I placed something above God, God was jealous.
而每当我把这些事情这些人放在神以上的时候但是我就想到说神向我的爱是这样子忌邪的爱
But praise the Lord, God is good
但我们赞美神神他是良善的
And he gives me many opportunities to turn back to him and repent
神给我这么多的机会使我可以回转到他面前悔改
During this retreat, I learned that I should not let worldly thingsconsume my heart, but instead to fully devote myself to God.
在这次特会中我就被提醒我不应该让这些属世的事情来占据我的心，而是我应该要专心在仰望神。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
My name is Cynthia, and I'm a senior in high school.
我的名字叫 Cynthia， 我现在是高四的学生。
Praise the Lord for this year's winter retreat.
我赞美神，为着今年神所赐给我们的冬令会。
I would consider myself to be a fast-paced person.
我看我自己，我觉得是我是一个挺冲动的人。
I enjoy being busy and filling up my schedule because it makes me feel productive.
我喜欢我的时间可以被很充实的过，这样子我就觉得我自己好像干了许多事情。
Even in my downtime, instead of spending time with the Lord, I find myself reaching for my phone to scroll on social media to relax.
而在我没有别的事情做的时候，我除了就是来到神面前之外，我比较喜欢就是在我的手机上，然后滑手机。
But something our brother shared convicted me of the way I was living.
但弟兄所分享的就使我对我这样子的一些行为，我生活的习惯有一个感动。
If you've ever combined oil and water, you know that they don't mix.
当你使水和把水和油混在一起的时候，我们知道说水和油是没有办法混在一起的。
But if you constantly mix them together really, really fast without stopping, the oil and water can appear to mix as one.
但是如果你真的使劲的把它们搅和的话，它们好像看起来是混在一起了。
It's pretty similar to how the flesh and the spirit do not mix, yet we try to sneak some of the flesh that hasn't been surrendered to God into our lives.
就像我们的肉体和圣灵是没有办法混合的，但是有时候我们却把很多肉体的事情混淆在这个使劲的混淆在这个灵的事情里面。
It's easy to fool ourselves.To mix the solution really fast, especially with the busyness and things that seem to be innocent in our lives.
所以就是在我们这些忙碌当中，有时候我们就欺骗我们自己，其实我们把很多肉体的事情混在这个属灵的事情上。
But Psalms 37 verse 7 says, Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
而在诗篇37章第七节讲到，你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
In the presence of God, when we rest in His Word and in His presence, the oil and water settle and separate. The Lord reveals what's of Him and what's not.
当我们在神的同在里面，我们耐心默然倚靠耶和华的时候，我们就看见说这个油和水它是分离的。
It's clear that the flesh and spirit cannot mix in His presence.
在神的同在当中，我们知道肉体和圣灵是没有办法混合的。
True rest isn't found in scrolling on TikTok or playing Block Blast. It's in the Lord.
所以我们真正的安息不是能说刷一下抖音，或者是在手机上玩游戏，我们就有这样真正的安息。
Oftentimes, I fall into the trap of complaining.
我很多时候会来埋怨。
What the Lord wants is too difficult. I don't want to have FOMO or be judged by my friends.
我常常不想要觉得说我好像跟我的朋友们没有同样的话题，或者是不想觉得说我不滑手机，我跟朋友没有相同的话题。
The high school counselors always say that this is one of the hardest times to live in, and I completely agree. Why can't the Lord have pity on us and make it easier?
我们高中的老师常常说我们所处的这个环境这个世代是很艰难的，所以我就有时候向神埋怨说为什么神没有不把我们这个时代弄得简单一点呢。
But the Lord says, have I not died for you?
但主却向我说，难道我没有为你受死吗？
Have I not sacrificed everything for you?
难道我没有为你献上我自己所有吗？
The things I have to surrender pale in comparison to what the Lord Jesus has done on the cross.
我向神所要降服的这些事情，放下的这些事情，与神为我们所舍弃的，根本就没有办法相比。
Even though I fall short of His standards, praise the Lord that He has made every provision.
虽然我常常亏缺神他的这个要求，但是神却我是我一切的供应。
I want to surrender myself completely to the Lord, to give Him my heart.Not just in the convenient things, but truly everything, because He is worthy.
我想要来向神来降服，把我的心归给他，不是只是在那些容易去降服的事情上，因为我们的主他是配得的。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
So, first of all, I was trying to write my speech in Chinese, but I realized this might be a good chance to practice my broken English.
我一开始想要和大家用中文分享，我写的这个见证也是中文的，但我想这次是一个我练习英文的好机会。
This retreat, I learned what is look deep into your heart and what is reveal yourself.
在测绘上我知道我学习到了在神面前我们如何能够来把我们的心全然的打开。
I believe effort in God will lead me somewhere. Like, even after my baptism, this notion never changed.
一开始我想说神他会我知道说神会带领我，然后神会带领我这个思想，从我受浸的时候，我就知道神会带领我。
I think I'm in a very good spot in my life, which I graduated from college and right now I got a work.
我觉得说我现在生活还挺好的，我去年毕业，然后毕业之后我开始了工作。
I've been hardworking and.Be honest to the God. After I come home, I read Bible every day.
我还觉得说我自己是一个挺勤奋的人，然后每天下班之后回家，我也会来读圣经。
If there's a church event in the weekend, you'll see me there.
如果周末的时候有一些聚会的话，你也会看到我会参加这些聚会。
But I don't feel really good, especially in past 3 months, and I feel something is wrong.
但在过去这三个月的时候，我却常常感到不适。
So, one of the brothers in the winter retreat mentioned a word I think can pretty much explain where I am right now: autopilot.
而弟兄在这个特会上提到一个词我觉得就很能够来形容我现在的状态，就像我的人生在一个自动驾驶的状态里面。
I already get used to do this routine, like go to work, do Bible things, and my passion just lost.
我已经好像习惯于这样子一个自动驾驶的模式当中，我去工作，然后工作以外我去参加聚会，对我来说只是一些习惯。
My motivation, my determination, and spiritual purity is insufficient in front of the God.
但其实我里面的这个动力，我这个灵里面的这个纯洁，在神面前其实是不完全的。
Just like, well, I'll say this later, I guess. I'm doing a routine like I lost my everything, like I supposed to have, just like the Pharisees. They supposed to have passion on God and telling the truth, but instead, they protect their own, I guess, profit.
就像那些法利赛人一样，他们对神其实没有那个真正的爱，他们只是去做一些他们认为好的事情，而且他们做这些事情的时候都已经像是习惯那样子。
And more severely, I realized those bad habits I think I already come with, they come back.
而更严重的是，我以为我胜过的那些坏习惯，他们慢慢的又回来了。
Just like in the Matthew 12 43 to 45, when an evil spirit come back to the house and they see the house is clean. I'm paraphrasing it.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like when the evil spirit come back, they see the house is clean. It will not just come back, but it will bring more of his followers.
就像马太福音第十二章的那个比喻一样，就是当那个恶鬼他走了之后，他看见那个房子里面是空的，他又回来了。
It's more irresistible.
这是他回来之后，这是更难去抵抗的。
So I realize Satan will not just offer you the temptation in front of you, but they will like erode you piece by piece, and you won't even realize.
我就发现说这个撒旦他不是说直接的去来试探你，而是在生活中这些小事情里面一点一点的来侵蚀你。
So brothers and sisters, winter retreat is a good chance that you can see deeply into your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这冬令会实在是一个机会，我们能够来看到我们心里面那个最真实的状态。
You won't even realize some bad habit is hiddeninside your heart, but during the winter retreat, you will find out because everything's clear.
有时候我们都没有办法看见我们心里面有这些不好的东西，但是在冬令会里面，我觉得神他就向我显明了。
Yeah, the brothers and sisters who already gone through these will just be clear on this, I guess. Okay, I guess I'm ready. It's my time. Yeah, thank you.
OK, 我想年长的弟兄姊妹们他能够帮助我们看见我们心里面的这些不好的东西。对，谢谢大家。
Hello.
大家好。
My name is Isabel.
我的名字叫 Isabel.
And I was really convicted by two questions this winter retreat that were presented to us.
在冬令会上，我因着这两个问题问我们的问题，我很感动。
So the first question that Brother David asked us was, "The Lord will ask at the judgment seat of Christ, 'What have you done with my son?' and what will be your response?"
而第一个问题就是，当那一天我们在神审判的宝座前，神问我们说，你与我的儿子之间有什么样的连结呢？我们的回应是怎么样的？
And I was a bit stunned when this question was asked because I didn't really have an answer, like, immediately to mind.
当这个问题，我被问到这个问题的时候，我有一点惶恐，因为我不知道怎么去回答这个问题。
Aside from, like, the normal daily rhythms that I think everyone has, there wasn't anything substantial that I could think of. And saying I don't know to, like, a God who loves me so much is not something I would ever wish for.
除了我日常生活中的一些我要做的事情以外，我不觉得说我跟耶稣基督有什么真正的连结是我可以作为我的答案的。但我在这样一位爱我的神面前，难道我回答他说我不知道吗？
And so Brother David asked another question that also left me pretty stunned, and it was, do we dabble in the world and play the harlot?
而第二个问题David 弟兄所问我们的，我们是不是像那个行跟世界像行淫那一般呢？
And growing up in church, I'm pretty used to words like a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter, and I'm pretty okay with that word because I would think I'm a prodigal daughter to my own parents sometimes.
我读圣经的时候，我觉得说像那个离开父亲的儿子，或者作为一个远离父亲的这个女儿，这样子的一个比喻，我觉得没有什么问题。因为有时候我觉得，对于我的父母来说，我就好像那个离开了父母的女儿一样。
Like I disobey them, and then I go running back to them, and you know I expect some forgiveness, and it's always there.
有时候我不顺服我的父母，然后我逃离了出去，然后跑回来，然后我知道我的父母会原谅我。
And I'm also used to phrases like running the race and going off course, and you know, we go back on course. Because when I drive, I sometimes go off course, then I get back on course.
我觉得就像是我们好像跑步的时候，有时候就跑离了赛道，但是我们又神又把我们带回来了。就像我们开车的时候，有时候我们开着开着，可能也开离了那个路，但是我们会开回来的。
But the word harlot is something I would never willingly classify myself as. It's like a very unpleasant and almost dirty word.
但是这个字，这个淫妇这个字，我从来没有想说我会是一个淫妇。
Like with our own relationships, with people we love, we would never think to like dabble with somebody else.
有时候我们跟人的之间的这个关系，我们从来没有觉得说我们会像淫妇那一般。
So I'm really grateful for the two questions that really convicted me and were points of correction, because why am I playing the harlot against a God who loves me so much that he sent his son down to die for me, but he also has an eternal plan for me.
所以我很感谢神，他借着这个两个问题就来让我去思想说，在这样一位爱我的神面前，我怎么可以行淫呢？
And why am I not consumed with God? Because he loves me so much, and why am I not giving him my heart so I can say before the judgment seat that I did give my heart to God because he loved me first?
所以当那一天我们在神审判的宝座前，我真是希望我可以跟神说，我把我的心都给你了，因为是你先爱了我。
And so I'd like to close with a verse that was given to us, and it was a very encouraging verse to me, so I hope it encourages you. And it's Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
所以我最后想和大家分享一节经文，在耶利米书29:13，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Good morning.
早上好。
My name is Timothy, and I'm a senior in high school.
我的名字叫 Timothy, 我是高四的学生。
So the Lord made this one point very clear to me these past few days at winter retreat.
神在过去这几天特会上对我说了一个很清楚的一个事情。
To be still in the presence of God.
就是在神的面前静默无声。
I often find myself being pushed and pulled by the busyness of life.
当我发现我自己好像因着生活中这些忙碌被撕扯的左右摇摆的时候。
Or I become consumed by my schoolwork and the desire for personal satisfaction.
我就常常被学校的这些功课，我自己想要所要享受的这些东西，好像就占据了我。
A brother mentioned how when instructing or conversing with a young child, it's very obvious when they aren't paying attention.
我们弟兄就跟我们有提到了一个例子，当我们跟小孩子聊天的时候，我们很容易注意到他们是否有在集中注意力。
They're looking at something else, and they clearly want to go back to what they were doing before.
当你跟小孩子讲话，他们在看别的事情的时候，你就知道他没有给你完全的专注。
So often this was how I prayed to the Lord.
很多时候这也是我向神的这个态度。
This was how I spent my time with the Lord, with my face turned to the distractions of the world.
这也是我在神面前常常的一个状态，我就在神面前，我却常常想着地上的事情。
But in Psalm 27:8, it says, When you said, Seek my face, my heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
而在诗篇二十七章里面讲到说，耶和华，我要寻求你的面，你的面是我正要寻求的。
To see God's face is to seek His presence.
来寻求神的面，那就是要在神的同在里面。
This retreat, I was convicted to have no rival thrones and no competition.
在这个特会上，我就被提醒，在我里面没有任何的事情应该是要来和神的爱所比拟的。
To give the depths of my heart to the Lord and to seek His face.
要把我的心里面最深处的都要归给神，而且要来寻求他的面。
There was also another instance of being still before God that I was reminded of.
而在另外一次里面，我也是学习了如何在神面前静默。
There are times when I have this feeling of wanting to do more for the Lord.
有时候我会有这样的一个感动，我想要为神做更多的事情。
Or wanting to perform better at a responsibility in the church.
很多时候就是想要在教会当中有更多的这些服侍。
Sometimes I'll even compare myself to other brothers and sisters serving in the same capacity.
有时候我甚至会将自己和别的弟兄姊妹们的服侍来做相做比较。
I want to do better at this, do better at that.
我常常想说，我想要在这件事情上做得更好，在那件事情上更好。
But something the Lord really convicted me of was, do I have a heart for the Lord, or just a heart for service?
但神却来提醒我说，我是否把我的心归给神呢？而还是我只是想要把我的心放在这些服事上面。
In Romans 6:13, it says,
Go ahead.
And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
在罗马书第六章十三节讲到，不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒是像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Service is only serving myself, serving my pride, unless my members are presented, as instruments of righteousness to God.
侍奉他有时候只是为着我自己的骄傲而已，但当我们真的把我们自己作为义的器具献给神的时候，这才是真正的侍奉。
Service means nothing, and in the words of Romans 12, if my body is not presented as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
侍奉在神面前没有价值，若我们不把我们自己当做那活祭献给神。
Something our brother shared, during the retreat, during one of the messages, just really touched my heart. And it was to present my body, my heart and my spirit must come first.
所以在弟兄在其中一堂信息里面所提到的就很打动我的心，乃是当我们把身体献上作为活祭献给神的时候，乃是我们要把我们的灵我们的心来作为活祭献给神。
There was one night during the retreat where I felt just really weighed down.
在特会中其中一个时刻，我觉得自己好像很沉下去了。
And during the night, I couldn't fall asleep.
在晚上的时候，我甚至不能睡觉。
And so I decided to just go before the Lord and to pray.
所以我就来到神面前祷告。
And I was just thinking like, Lord, by the way I'm living, I must hate you.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
By the way I'm living, I must hate you.
我就在想说，主啊，我生活的这个状态，我是不是很讨厌你，而不是喜欢在你面前？
By the way I'm living, I must not love you.
我生活的这个状态是不是一点都不爱你？
But I thank God, because He brought sleep.
我感谢神，我感谢神，他就让我，在祷告当中我就睡着了。
But it just brings the question: Is He not worthy?
但在我里面有这样的一个问题：难道神他不配吗？
We must commit in full because He is already fully committed in love and mercy.
我们真是要把我们全然的归给他，因为他在他的恩赐当中已经把他自己完全的给我们。
And I thank God because in Him there is no condemnation.
但我感谢神，因为在基督里就不再被定罪了。
I just leave everyone with a verse in. This might take a while to find. Sorry.
我想要和大家分享一句经文。
Isaiah 43:19.
以赛亚书第四十三章十九节。
It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I'll even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
以赛亚书43:19，看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Hi, everyone.
Hello, 大家好。
My name is Jen, and I want to share a little bit about something that convicted me at the retreat.
我的名字叫 Jen, 我想和大家分享我在特会中的得着。
So we talked a lot about Elijah in 1 Kings, and we focused on during the reign of King Ahab, so the battle between the gods with Elijah's altar and then the prophets of Baal.
在特会上我们就以利亚他那个时代所发生的事情我们就有很多的分享，然后也讲到说在那个亚哈王掌权的那个时代，关乎那些偶像与我们的神之间的这样的一个征战。
And then after that happened, Elijah is, he ends up like running away, and he's very exhausted, he's kind of like in despair and stuff.And he tells the Lord, like, just take my life at this point.
以利亚在在施行那样的一个神迹之后，他就他就逃走了。而且他在神面前，他就跟神说：“主啊，神啊，你就拿掉我的生命嘛！”因为他就觉得非常的疲惫。
And Elijah, in this, he fully gave his heart to the Lord.
以利亚在他这样子的这个状态里面，他就。把他自己完全的归给了神。
And then the brother who's sharing paralleled it with the story of Job. So when Job was getting cursed and he was very faithful and he stayed faithful to the Lord, then he ends up crying out to the Lord in sort of like kind of in anger, being like, "Why am I getting cursed?"
而弟兄他就用以利亚的这个故事跟那个约伯的故事有一个相呼应的地方。约伯他在他经历那些。降灾在约伯身上的时候，约伯他就开始向神来哭求，甚至这个哭求里面还带着一些愤怒。
And it was after Job cried out in this way to the Lord that the Lord started working through his life.
而正是在约伯他向神这样的哭求的时候，神就可以在约伯心里面开始做工。
And that really struck me because I've never thought about it before, like when you're feeling down or when you're feeling like the Lord has left you, like kind of getting angry with him. I've never thought about it that way.
这是第一次我看见说，哎，神他甚至在我们的哭求里面，甚至带着一些愤怒的时候，神他也愿意来向我们说话。
Because he'd rather we be angry with him than not talk to him at all, because at least it shows that we care.
神他愿意我们甚至在我们的愤怒当中，神愿意我们亲近他，因为我们的愤怒正说明我们在乎，而不是完全的不向神来呼求。
So for those who don't know, I'm a freshman in college right now.
我现在是在我是大一的学生。
And overall, my semester was really great, and I do believe that God has like brought me where I'm supposed to be, and he's put very specific people in my life that have been a real encouragement to me this semester.
到目前为止，我还是觉得我大学生活还是挺满意的。为着神，他放在我生命中的这些人，还有我上的这个大学，我都很感谢神。
And I also found a good campus ministry early on. So in my mind, I was like, oh, things are going good. Like things are great.
我也找到了一个很合适的学生的团契，所以我就觉得说，哦，事情都挺好的。
But the thing about this campus ministry is that they do things very differently from our church. They teach the same and they believe the same things, but on Sunday morning there's no like open prayer or open worship. It's just like there's a worship set.
而这个学生团契跟我们聚会的这些教导啊，我们信的真理都很一致，但是在实行上面可能有一些不一样。譬如说，在主日的早晨，不像我们的聚会会有这样子一个大家自由敬拜的时间，而是有一个提前已经排练好的这个敬拜。
And I thought this would have been good because it's very concert feely, and it feels really good.
我以为这样子还挺好的，因为有时候就感觉像去一个音乐会一样，会使我感觉很好。
And then the other thing is that this campus ministry is also very missional focused. So they put lots of emphasis on bringing in people who don't know the Lord, not so much, they're not very service oriented like we are.
而这个学生团契跟我们不一样的一点就是他们是很注重于事工，然后要传福音，把还不认识神的人带到我们当中，而不是像我们教会可能很多时候我们有一些比较造就性的这些服事。
And so in our Bible studies and stuff, although it's good to hear about the gospel and hear and be reminded of what Lord has done, I didn't really feel like I was growing very much.
而在这个查经当中、常常都是以福音性为主，但我觉得这样是挺好的，但是我却觉得有时候我没有在其中学习到很多，或者是有很多、成长的空间。
And the biggest thing was that I could feel my prayer life deteriorating. Like, I didn't really pray of my own accord nearly as much as I did in high school. And I did have prayer time, like, with our yes group once a week. But if you're in a relationship with someone, you can't talk to them once a week. That's just not enough.
而特别是在我这个祷告的生活当中，我觉得我的祷告变得比较软弱。虽然我跟这个聚会里面的一些年轻人，我们一周会一起来祷告一次，但是你在一个关系当中，你一周祷告一次其实是很不足够的。
And I could feel this problem, but I didn't cry out to the Lord like Elijah and Job did. I just kind of faked it a little bit.
我意识到这些问题，但是我却没有像以利亚和约伯一样向神来哭求。我好像就是随波逐流这样子。
And then towards the end of the semester, as I was still faking it, something happened in one of my classes with a grade, and then I ended up, that was the first time I honestly really prayed to the Lord the whole semester.
而在、哦、我一直都是好像这样随波逐流，但、哦、直到我就是、在这个、班上得着了一个有一个成绩下来了的时候，我第一次好像在这个学期当中第一次来求告神。
And I remember getting hit with a lot of spiritual guilt, realizing that the only thing that could get me to pray to him was something as insignificant as my grades.
我突然之间就感到了很多这个灵里面的这个愧疚，因为好像这整个学期我第一次来才来寻求神。
But then even after this happened and I had this sort of realization, I was still, for the most part, kind of faking it.
但尽管我有这样子的一些、经历，但是之后我好像也还是那样子的一个状态。
Like I was kind of lying to myself and I also was kind of lying to other people when they asked me how school was. But most importantly, I was lying to God.
我好像自我欺骗，我也欺骗别人，好像在神面前也不真实。
I was faking it to him, which is funny because it's not like he doesn't understand. It's not like he doesn't know. Like he knows what's going on in my life.
我向神面前这个不真实的状态，其实还挺可笑的，因为神他知道我们的所有。
But the Lord says that if we realize that there's sin in our heart or that we don't love the Lord properly, we can give our hearts to Him and He can heal it. He can change it and give it back to us.
但就在特会里面所说的，尽管我们知道我们心里面有这些不真实的地方、不完全的地方，我们还是可以把我们的心归给神，因为神他可以医治我们。
But in order for this to happen, you have to give Him the depths of your heart first.
但是我们一定要把我们的心、我们心里面最深处、最真实的这些状态归给神的时候，神才能在我们心里面做工。
So I just end with the theme verse of the retreat, Proverbs 23, verse 26, my son, give me your heart.
最后和大家再分享一次我们特会的主题经文，箴言23章26节，我儿要将你的心归给我。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, family.
我的家人们，早上好。
So, oh yeah, I guess my name is Ryan. I am from Richmond. Meet with the saints over there.
我的名字叫 Ryan. 我是从维吉尼亚州过来的。
And praise the Lord, although this winter retreat isn't open to all ages, the lessons definitely are.
我们感谢神，虽然这个冬令会不是向所有人开放的，但是这个特会中我们所领受的乃是为着我们所有人的。
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to just begin our time by reading a verse that was mentioned in Brother David's message. It's from Luke 22, verse 34.
我开始的时候想和大家分享一节经文，是大 David 弟兄和我们分享在路加福音二十二章。
The context of this passage is talking about the Lord's second return.
而这一段经文是讲到说主耶稣的再来。
And it reads, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life." And that day come on you unexpectedly.
Chapter 22, verse 21. Now you can. Okay, 在路加福音二十一章三十四节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
One of the charges at this retreat was for us men and women of God to be done with these lesser things. This verse perfectly explains it. Everything from the carousing and drunkenness and the cares of this life that can weigh upon our hearts.
而在这个特会上对我们其中的一个劝勉乃是我们作为属神的男人和女人，我们应该要来脱去这些贪食、醉酒，还有今生的思虑。
We learn that God and the world do not mix, as already shared before.
我们知道说属世的和属神的是没有办法混淆在一起，就像我们刚才姊妹所分享到的。
The carousing and drunkenness are more self-explanatory, but it's the cares of life that can easily get us believers.
贪食和醉酒可能是一些比较显出来的问题，但是今生的思虑常常是那样子在隐藏的地方呢，能够抓住我们心的。
For us younger ones, it might be our grades, might be our desire to be with the cool kids, or our college applications.
对于年轻人来说，可能这些今生的思虑和关乎我们的成绩，关乎我们的社交圈子，我们想要跟很酷的人在一起，或者是我们申请大学。
College age students, it might be our grades once again, and then a job that we really want, or even marriage that we're looking forward to.
对于大学生来说，可能这些思虑是也是关乎我们的成绩、以后的工作，甚至是我们以后的家庭和婚姻。
Parents, grandparents, maybe you want your kids to go to college.
在我们当中，像父母啊，还有祖父母啊，你就想说，哦，我希望我的孩子可以上一个好的大学。
Maybe you want your kids to get married and produce some grandchildren.
或者你想要你的孩子赶紧结婚，可以给你生孙子孙女。
But Colossians 3:23 tells us, whatever we do, we need to do it heartily to the Lord and not to men.
在哥罗西书三章里面讲到说，不管我们做什么，我们也是要为着神而做。
And praise the Lord, we serve a God that wants us to be honest before Him.
但我们感谢神，神他愿意我们在他面前真实。
The retreat highly emphasized that we can just come before the Lord in honesty and prayer.
在特会上，一次一次的来强调说，我们可以在真实里面来到神的面前。
We can hold God true to His words in Romans 12, verse 2, where it says, "Do not be conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And then it keeps going.
神的话是信实的，就如罗马书十二章二节里面说，我们不要效法这个世界，乃是心意更新而变化。
So brothers and sisters, let's be honest.
所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们来诚实的面对神。
Our heart easily gets tugged by this world.
我们的心常常被这个世界给缠累。
And what the Lord desires is for us to come to Him and to...Let it be known to him, and we want to have our hearts changed and be given to him.
所以我们要来到神面前，把我们的心给神。我们也知道，我们的心是完，神是完全知道我们的心，他可以来改变我们。
Praise the Lord, that is the good news.
赞美神，这真是一个好消息。Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is David.
大家早上好，我的名字叫 David.
And this retreat taught me two things. Number one, that spiritual warfare is more intense than we realize.
在这个特会上，我学到了两件事。第一个就是这个属灵的征战是很激烈的。
And number two, that God is more powerfully present than we realize.
第二点就是神他的同在是比任何其他事情都是要真实的。
So we were going through the story of Elijah, and then when we talked about the prophets of Baal,
我们在讲到以利亚的故事，讲到这些巴利的先知。
I thought they weren't really that special because I thought they were just superstitious people that prayed to an idol.
我一开始觉得这些巴利的先知没有什么特别的，他们可能就是一些敬拜偶像的人。
And then as someone who used to play baseball, I know a little bit about superstition.
作为一个打垒球的人，我有时候也相信这些，我知道这些迷信的事情。
And yeah, it's pretty dumb because one of mine used to be like I would never wear sunscreen because I thought it would make me hit better.
其中一个迷信的事情就是我打垒球的时候，我不会涂防晒，因为我觉得不涂防晒可以帮我比较容易打得更好。
And so when we learned about these prophets of Baal, I thought that these guys just like prayed to Baal one time and then something good happened and then they thought that Baal caused it.
我就以为这些属巴利的先知他们会向巴利祷告，然后巴利会然后有些事情发生了，他们就把赞美归给这个巴利。
But our brothers shared that these guys like actually had power. There was evil spirits behind Baal that actually did things.
但弟兄就提醒我们说，在这些巴利的先知背后是有一个这个恶灵的这个势力在里面的。
And so I realized that spiritual warfare is more intense than I realized.
所以我就被提醒说，这个属灵的征战比我想象中的要更加的激烈。
And then on top of that, there was 450 prophets of Baal there, so it was very intense.
而且在这经文里面提到有450个巴利的先知。
But praise the Lord, we have a God who is more powerfully present than we realize.
但我们感谢神，因为我们的神的同在是比这些更加有力的。
On Mount Carmel, God just had to consume the burnt offering.
在加密山上，神的火降下来就烧尽了这个燔祭。
But he didn't just burn the burnt offering, he burnt the logs, the wood on the altar, the stones, the dust, everything.
但不仅是烧尽这个燔祭，神烧干了沟里面的水，烧干了这个石头，还有这个燔祭的木头。
God provides abundantly.
神他的供应是何等的丰富。
And so this reminded me of the story of Daniel.
而这也提醒我关于但以理的故事。
In Daniel chapter 10, Daniel gets a vision.
在但以理书十章十九节里面，但以理他有这样的一个异象。
The vision's about the warfare in the spiritual realm, and when he sees this vision, he's shocked and he can't move and he's utterly speechless.
但以理当他看见这个在灵里面看见这个异象的时候，但以理他甚至没有办法出声，没有办法动。
And so we quickly realize that spiritual warfare is more intense than we realize.
所以我再次被提醒到，这个属灵的征战比我想象中还要激烈。
But then our Lord touches Daniel and strengthens him.And he is able to keep hearing the vision.
但我们的主他就摸但以理，使但以理有这个力量，然后但以理就可以领受这样的一个异象。
And then Daniel says, "Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me."
然后但以理就说：“我主，请说，因你使我有力量。”
You know, praise the Lord that He is just so present with us and He strengthens us.
我们感谢神，他是与我们同在，而且他是赐我们力量的神。
And then during workshop times, I realized that in our lives, especially as men and women, I didn't hear yell, but I'm assuming so. But we are under attack by the enemy.
而在我们这个专题讨论的里面讲到说关于我们要做神的女人和男人的时候，其实很多时候我们是有这个仇敌的攻击在上面的。
And once again, I realized that spiritual warfare is more intense than I realized.
而在这个事情上也有一个属灵的征战，而且这个征战是很激烈的。
But praise the Lord, we have a God that is more powerfully present than we realized, and He is able to strengthen us.
但我们感谢神，我们的神与我们同在，并且他赐我们力量。
And so I came out of Winter Tree with the hope that even in the midst of struggle, that I am able to say, "You have strengthened me."
所以来到这个冬令会里面，我真的是感谢神。虽然我有很多的挣扎，但是神是赐我力量的。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
We just thank the Lord for even in these 12 testimonies, we just see how the Lord truly met each and every one of us during this time.
我们感谢神，在这刚才的分享的十二位弟兄姊妹当中，我们看见神是如何遇见我们每一个人的。
As one of the coordinators for the retreat this year, I had the blessing of having a front row seat.To all of the love and mercy and compassion the Lord gave us during this retreat.
而作为这次特会其中一个负责人安排的人，我真的感谢神，我有这样的机会来首先领受神的爱，他的恩典，在预备这个特会的各样事情上。
From the big things to the small things.
从大事到小事。
Through the crises, through the blessings.
从神的这些紧急的事情到这神的祝福。
The Lord's presence was amongst us.
神他与我们同在。
I had a couple of verses, but everyone took my verses.
我有几个想要跟大家分享的经文，但是刚才的弟兄姊妹他们都分享过了。
I had a summary for the retreat, but it was summarized very well.
我有一个对于特会的一个总结，但是刚才弟兄姊妹们已经为我总结了。
And even though there were so many sharings and so many testimonies, I was just a pixel of what the Lord, dust particle of what the Lord showed us during this retreat.
虽然我们已经有这么多的分享和见证，但其实都只是神在我们身上的这些恩典的一小小小的部分。
And as one of our brothers mentioned earlier,Even though this was a youth retreat, and even if you weren't there, there's still much to be learned and gained from the Lord during this retreat. From this retreat.
虽然这只是一个年轻人的特会，但是这个特会上的这个信息是为着我们所有人的。
So I wanted to encourage everyone with this.
所以我想要如此来劝勉大家。
If you are a parent, a 叔叔 or an 阿姨。
如果你是作为父母的，你是叔叔阿姨。
A friend, or a brother, a sister, or a cousin, or all of the above to one of the attendees of this retreat.
或者你是作为朋友，或者是弟兄姊妹，或者表兄弟姊妹的话。
I encourage you to ask them about the retreat.
我鼓励大家能够来向这些参加过特会的年轻人问他们在特会上的经历。
And it's not an interrogation.
这不是一个好像拷问他们。
It's fellowship.
而是交通。
The Lord desires for each and every one of us as one family, as one body of Christ, to come together and be a reflection of His glory.
神他实在是愿意我们作为他的肢体，作为他一个身体，能够一同来彰显神的荣耀。
You know, sometimes these retreats can be an emotional high.
有时候这样的一个特会，好像经历一个属灵或者是我们情绪上的高峰。
But let's not wait for retreats or conferences.
但愿意我们不是等待这些特会。
We heard this phrase, present your bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord.
而是就像罗马书里面讲到的，我们将身体献上。
Let's do that every day.
愿意我们每天都如此行。
Let's do that together.
而我们一同来将身体献上。
It's not an individual thing.
这不是一个个人的献上。
that has its part, that has its place, but it's a corporate thing.
这不只是这个个人的线上，我们的确个人也要线上，但也是一个团体的线上。
The Lord is doing a work in each and every one of our lives.
神他在我们每一个人身上做工。
So let's share that with one another.
愿意我们可以彼此来分享神在我们身上的工作。
Give us vision for the longing of the bride, of His bride.
愿意主给我们这样的意象，我们渴慕。就如他渴慕那个心腹。
Let's just pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your mercies, Lord.
天父，我们感谢你向我们的怜悯。
I thank you that this retreat was not just a youth retreat.
我们感谢你这个冬令会不只是一个年轻人的聚会。
Lord, the whole body of Christ played a role.
而是基督整个身体一同来来侍奉。
Lord, I thank you for brothers and sisters who care, who have prayed for this time for a whole year.
我们感谢你弟兄姊妹这样子过去一年为着这个特会的祷告。
Thank you for answering their prayers and for being present during this retreat.
我们感谢你来应允这些弟兄姊妹们的祷告，感谢你在特会中的同在。
Thank you for your governance over the campsite.
我们感谢你在这个聚会的地点的掌权。
So many things could have gone wrong, and even when things did go wrong, you prevailed.
有好多的事情可能都会出错，也的确在某些事情上有出错的地方，但是主你是得胜的。
Lord, you are so good, you are so patient, and your love for us is a jealous love.
主，你是这样子的恩慈良善，而你向我们的爱是这样一个祭血的爱。
Together may we be that bride of Christ, longing, yearning for your return.
愿意我们真的是作为心腹，我们渴慕等候你的再来。
Give us vision.
愿主你给我们这样的意象。
In Jesus' name I pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.